Jeff Blair loves to commute. Let him join you on yours. Subscribe to podcasts of The Jeff Blair Show at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. The only host on sports radio who knows more about less but gives you less about more, or something like that. This is Joey Vendetta on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
It is 11:01. My name is Joey Vendetta. What are we talking about today? Here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Well, the Jays tonight at the Rogers Center. Hopefully they can sweep the pods. Picking up Melvin Upton Jr., as we've been talking about. And this evening, it's Andrew Cashner against Marcus Stroman. Cashner, a free agent at the end of the year, so it looks like he'll get dealt. Where's he going to get dealt? Could be Baltimore, could be Toronto. There are a ton of teams looking for help. Hit me on Twitter, at Radio Vendetta. John Gibbons, not too impressed with the whole Aaron Sanchez to the bullpen, Aaron Sanchez not to the bullpen scenario. We're going to take your calls. 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, star 590 on your Rogers cell phone. If you are a particularly strong contributor to the program, we'll give you something. We will reward you with a pair of tickets to the Oddball Comedy Festival, Molson Canadian Amphitheater. Do you like to laugh? Do you need to laugh? In this world that we live in today, it's good to laugh. Headliners, Sebastian Maniscalco, Brian Regan, John Mulaney, hosted by Jeff Ross. September 4th, Molson Canadian Amphitheater. You can get tickets at LiveNation.com or you can win them here. Christopher Payne tweets in, love the deal, Joey. Give the Jays more outfield depth past this year. JB should DH and Edwin play first. Big makes lineup scary good. So Edwin should play first. Again, flexibility is a key, and posturing for the future where you may lose one, two, or all three of Edwin. Jose Saunders having a great year. He's going to get paid. Edwin's going to get paid. And picking up Bautista, and again, picking him up in the figurative sense right now is great. We're going to take your calls once again, 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, star 590 on your Rogers cell phone. We were going to have Brad Richards on the show. He just retired after a great NHL career. But guess what he's doing? He's playing golf. So he said, is it okay if I come on tomorrow? What am I going to do, interrupt the guy's golf game? All right, before we get to your calls, I love this tweet from this guy. See, these are the tweets that I love. When someone tweets in, only one more hour, this bumbling idiot at Radio Vendetta till Baseball Central, where I can hear some rational Jays baseball talk from Ennis Wilner. That's from at Altev1, Blur Gays, or Blurg Jays. And then you read the rest of the tweets, because I'm so entertained by it. Because you also, you know, the guy who also says, but moron Fadu Bobcat told me Jays have no prospects in block letters. First of all, it's Mike Wilner and Kevin Barker that are coming up at noon, whom I love listening to. And then the guy rips Wilner and swears, right? Come on. Grow up. I love the people that tweet in with constructive comments. Criticism is fantastic. No one can handle it better than me, because ultimately, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. JBB tweets in, Jays get better, O's don't. He wants the O's to suck it, apparently. Hashtag Melvin Upton. Because the O's apparently offered Jimenez and a couple of minor leaguers to the Padres for Upton, and it broke down over finances. So John Gibbons is not too excited about being asked about Aaron Sanchez going to the bullpen. Here he is from last night talking about it.
Well, I'm not talking about that anymore, so if it happens, you'll know about it. If not, quit asking.
So he really wasn't talking about it, because he says he's not going to talk about it. But here's Aaron Sanchez. Now, Sanchez, he was dealing last night, right? Fastball, changeup, working really well. Padres have been hitting home runs. What did they hit? Home runs in 23? I think last night was the 23rd straight game, if I'm not mistaken. It's irrelevant because they don't win, so it doesn't really matter. But Sanchez is throwing heat, and here he talks about last night, his pitches that were working really well.
Yeah, I thought my changeup was pretty good, too. It was just a good night for me. When you can command your fastball up and down, in and out, it's a fun game.
Melvin, in Toronto, you're on Sportsnet 590, the Fan, 6 minutes after 11 o'clock on this Tuesday. How are you today?
Good morning, Joey, and because of all the name changes, I'll refer to you as Joseph. I have been Mel from Toronto calling in for years and almost every show since the trade. I'm now going to be Melvin from Toronto. I'm going to use my real name. I think it's a phenomenal deal. I was listening to a Yankees-Padres game, and they explained the B.J. Upton to Melvin Upton Jr., and basically what he said was, B.J. Upton was his nickname in high school, and his name is Melvin, and to honor his dad, he's been using Melvin Upton Jr. for the last number of years. So hats off to him for doing that. I think it's an excellent move. First of all, the Bluefield pitcher, the 19-year-old, as Casey Stengel used to say, next year the kid will be 20. That's all we know about him, so I'm not too worried about losing that prospect. But what we're doing is we're gaining a major league outfielder with speed, with a bat that can hit 20 home runs or more, and I think he'll solidify this team phenomenally.
And how much do you think that this is a move that precludes moves next year? How much of this do you think is hedging on behalf of the Blue Jays front office?
I think it's a slight hedge because obviously, we don't know what Saunders is going to do, and we don't know what Batista is going to do, so we still have a bona fide major league outfielder with experience who I think is a good clubhouse guy and a leader. But my hope, of course, is not only with him here, but we must spend the money that we won't have to spend on Ari Dickey anymore, thank God, and Jesse Chavez Jr., we won't have him anymore. Perhaps we can use that money to re-up Edwin at least. But I think he's going to be a very, very good piece for this team. He's a solid player, plus the fact if we put him at ninth, I think he's going to be able to do some base stealing for us.
Melvin, hang on the line. I enjoyed your call. We're going to give you some tickets to go to the Oddball Comedy Festival at the Molson Canadian Amphitheater September the 4th. Sit tight, okay?
I get a chance to speak to Travis. It's amazing.
Yeah, hang on the line. We're going to give you some tickets. Sebastian Maniscalco, Brian Regan, John Mulaney. You can get tickets at livenation.com. I think I really am enjoying this tweet that we just got right here from this gentleman who basically is saying it's a great tweet from the standpoint of it gives me an excuse to play this song. The tweet says, from at Juggy Gales, Upton here, Upton here. Upton here, Upton here. Upton here, Upton here. Upton here, Upton here. So that's what I think he was saying. Good tweet. Y'all going to make me lose my mind, Upton here, from at Juggy Gales. Jay's made a decent move. A single A guy for an upgrade in the field from Saunders defensively. Hashtag our moment. Rain man jab. Let's take some more calls. Let's go to John in Keswick. John, you're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, 10 minutes after 11 o'clock on a Tuesday. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. And yourself, Mr. Vendetta?
I'm doing very, very well. It's great to have you on the program. Look, it's not a left-handed bat. It's not a pitcher. But for a prospect that may – it's a lottery ticket on the prospect, okay? Good prospect, lottery ticket, and you are getting salary covered. I think this is a very smart and prudent move for the Toronto Blue Jays on multiple levels.
I would say I loved it 80%, and then I was holding my breath to hear which prospect it was. Now I'm good with it 100%. I mean, I was holding my breath to hear that it might be like Connor Green or Sean Reed Foley or one of those guys. But you see that it's a 19-year-old kid, and just like the last caller said, it's going to be 20 next year. It's nice to see that they were able to make this happen and get San Diego to eat a large chunk of this salary. I know we haven't got the actual numbers yet, I don't think, but it's an exciting move for the Jays. It does make our defense better in the outfield. I mean, with anytime you can get Saunders and Batista off their feet for a few days and shuffle them around through the DH roles and stuff like that and keep those bats in the lineup for the rest of the year, which is the most important. Like a guy like Saunders, who's been absolutely mashing all season, and Batista, who's just back now from an injury, when you can put a guy like Upton, who's a plus defender, and I'm sure his OPS will go up and he'll be hitting a little better now that he's out of that graveyard of a park in San Diego. So hopefully it works out for the Jays, and I'm really excited to see how it turns.
Okay, so what do you think of Sanchez and the whole bullpen, non-bullpen, which John Gibbons is, and I understand why he's tired of hearing it, but he continues to be one of the best pitchers in baseball. He continues to deliver more than just about anybody on the staff. I don't know, again, how you're going to move this guy at this point.
No, like I'm more of the belief of the old school. I mean, I think endurance is built by gaining your strength, and I think he put on the weight, and I've never seen a guy throw 96, 94, 95 so easily. He literally just the ball just flies out of his hand. It's unbelievable. Like when you watch Osuna build up from the mound to release the 96-mile-an-hour fastball, you can see him really, like, he's working for it. Where when you watch it come out of Sanchez's hand and that movement that you can't teach is phenomenal. I understand if the Jays want to put him in the bullpen and let the people getting paid way more than us make those kinds of decisions. Obviously, it sucks for the rotation if he gets moved out of it, but hopefully either we can add somebody or maybe Hutchinson can come up, and even though he has a terrible ERA when he plays for us, we did win a lot when he was playing, so maybe there's some voodoo involved there. But, I mean, I'm excited to see what Sanchez has done this year. And one of the things I don't think a lot of people talked about is there was an interview earlier in the season with David Price, and he actually mentioned I can't remember who did the interview, but they said, who's the most important pitcher on the Blue Jays? And this was before Sanchez's sort of arrival as a starter. He said, I believe Aaron Sanchez is the guy who the Blue Jays need to be looking forward to in the next 2 years. He's got the most important stuff on the staff, which I found shocking considering how much David Price put an emphasis on how much he loved Marcus Stroman. So, I mean, Sanchez is the real deal. And if we need to protect the asset, again, we don't know what way to do it is, proper way. But, I mean, I'm okay with it. If he has to leave the rotation, our bullpen only gets that much better. So if you got to bring up Hutchinson, or God forbid they get this Cashner guy. I mean, I'm not really a big fan of that. But, hey, this guy's getting paid way more than me to make those decisions.
Yeah, it's thanks for the call. It's a situation that is still going to shake out. There's, you know, they have options. The Jays have options. And, again, if you've got Stroman, who has been mostly good, who goes tonight, R.A. Dickey, again, am I going to start R.A. Dickey in a must-win playoff game? No, I'm not. I can't. But Estrada has been very good. J-Hap has been a revelation. He's been incredibly good. And Aaron Sanchez has been the ace of the staff. And I'm talking about ace from the classic ace standpoint. He's 6'6". He throws down. He's coming at you at an angle that is very difficult to hit. He throws heat. He's got a wicked curve. He's got everything you need. And again, I'm not saying the Jays painted themselves into a corner, but had they not declared, maybe we wouldn't be having this discussion right now. And look, but again, does that work for them in their favor that they did declare, because now we're kind of ready for it? There's so many different factors to consider here. But as far as the Melvin Upton deal goes, the Jays now have more flexibility. They're protected moving forward with a guy that's hit home runs and has hit well at Rogers Center. And you got to think ahead. This is a move that I like to call a concurrent move. Works now and works in the future. And who knows how much of the salary San Diego picked up. And with some salaries coming off the books, there's flexibility, and that's very, very, very important. Some more tweets. Could not have made that Upton here tweet sound any whiter. Yeah. Well, that was kind of the point. That's called irony. Adam Bolya. Key in the deal is Brooks Jacoby getting his claws into him to improve Upton's offense to help an already juggernaut offense. Good point. Guy that is going to be able to, again, you're dealing with a guy that comes from a team that wasn't doing very well in a ballpark that isn't exactly hitter friendly, and you're moving him to a team that's on the cusp, and Brooks Jacoby, the hitting coach for the Jays, working with him. He's done well in the Rogers Center. There's only upside. I don't see any downside here in this deal. Let's go to Dave in Huntsville. Dave, you're on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. How are you this morning?
Hey, boys, doing well. How are you?
Excellent. Good to have you on the show. What do you think of the deal?
I think the deal's good enough for what we got to get done. Shapiro and Atkins didn't leave Cleveland in a mess, so they're going to keep doing their thing here. And the biggest point of this whole deal is that they're actually going out and doing something. But I like the backside of it. They're hamstringing themselves so that they can't move Sanchez. If you can't make a deal for a pitcher, don't make a dumb one and let it ride.
Yeah, there's the pitchers that are out there, and thanks for the call. The pitchers that are out there, again, it's really kind of bargain bin shopping, right? And if you have the ability to pick up a pitcher that's going to make, and do you want more arms? Yes. You want more arms. You always want more arms. But ultimately, if you are going to make a deal for a pitcher, you're not picking up an ace. You're not getting Chris Sale. Do you want Chris Sale? Yeah. Is there any chance you get him? None. Zip. Is there any chance you get a B-level pitcher? No. There are too many teams that are in the hunt right now. You got Houston, a game and a half back of the Blue Jays. Right? A game and a half back. Well, what do you think they're going to do? Does Andrew Cashner make a difference for the Blue Jays? He's another arm. He's another option. But as a couple of callers brought up, is Hutchinson an option? Everyone's so down on him, but is he an option? I guess he is. Again, you just don't know what the Jays are thinking. You know what they think they need, but you don't know exactly what they're thinking. And again, farm system-wise, they have some decent prospects. But when you go down the list of teams with prospect pools, they're not ranked in the top 10. They're not ranked in the top 20. There are other teams with currency that can make moves. Christian in Streetsville, you're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. How are you today?
I'm good, Joey. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks for the call. What do you think? Do you think that this Upton move is going to pay dividends? Are you happy with it?
I am happy with it. I think it shows they're looking to the future as well, with a big question mark on Jose. But I'm calling in regarding Sanchez, and the talk about him going to the bullpen is always – I get it that he's been there before, but he basically is our bona fide ace. I think that's 10 wins in a row. That's awesome. So when someone's having a sizzling season like that, I don't know why you would mess up the mojo. I mean, when you need a win in the playoffs, you start a Sanchez, you know, you don't start a Hutchinson. So you're going to need a guy like him to play this role out, in my opinion, have that confidence going into the postseason, because at right now we're on the fringe as far as the Blue Jays standings are concerned, where there's, you know, we're in the playoff picture, we're right there, we're out of it by a game, we're back in. I know we've been in the picture for a while now, but we're there because of a pitcher like Sanchez, because you can rely on him for those starts. So I could see Gibby being ticked off, because you can tell he doesn't want him in the bullpen, or else he would have laughed that one off last night. But he didn't laugh it off now, did he? Right?
No, so. No, he didn't laugh. He's getting irritated by the question. And again, I can understand the irritation, but you know, look, if you got Junior Lake who's DFA'd, right? And Bautista's back in the lineup, and last night the Jays basically had the lineup that they envisioned at the beginning of the season for really, you know, the first time this year, having all the guys that they want going into the playoffs on the field at the same time. If you have the option to pick up a B to C guy, that's you're going to make that move. It's just a matter of are you going to – what are you going to do? What is there to do? And the, again, what are you giving up? How much control is there on the pitcher? That is really an issue for the Blue Jays, because this isn't – again, if you sit around and criticize, as you did at the beginning of the year when Mark Shapiro was hired and then brought in Ross Atkins, and you criticized them, right? They didn't have the ability to make a deal like the Cubs did for Aroldis Chapman. Now the Cubs are they're the prohibitive favorites to win the World Series. It's World Series or bust for the Cubs. They're crushing teams. They're 20-odd games over 500, and now they just picked up by far the biggest game changer in the back end in Major League Baseball. He comes in, he throws 103 to 105 miles an hour. They picked him up for 9 innings in the playoffs. That's what they picked him up for. They threw down hard. And now they're the favorites. They were kind of already the favorites. But now, so again, Jays really have to only worry about one thing here. Get in. And that's, if you look at the standings right now, that's not guaranteed. Houston's coming. Jays have a bunch of games against Houston in August. Then they have the entire month of September is in the division. Nothing is guaranteed here, folks. So picking up Upton is a prudent move on multiple levels. And I don't know that there's a pitcher out there that is attainable for the Toronto Blue Jays. Attainable. And unless this Upton deal is the precursor to another deal, which I don't think it is, I don't know that there's a pitcher that they're going to get that is a game changer. Is there a pitcher that's going to eat some innings, that's going to give them a little flexibility, that may help if indeed Aaron Sanchez goes to the bullpen? That's possible. As it stands right now, Blue Jays are a game and a half ahead of Houston in the wild card. Baltimore's not faltering. Boston's not really faltering. They're kind of all the same, right? In the last 10, the Blue Jays, the Red Sox, and the Orioles are all 6-4. And again, to my point about Shapiro and Atkins, it's not like they left Cleveland. Cleveland, they're in first. Looks like they're going to make the playoffs. And they're shopping. Let's go to Scott in Richmond Hill. You're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Scott, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Great. The minute I heard about the rumors of the Upton deal last night, I thought of Ben Revere last year. And I think he's just a young Ben Revere. I think he's going to do well. And what it does, I think it tells us how much we need to keep Bautista in the lineup. And with that little scare we had with him with the injury, I think we can move Bautista to first now, I would say. Put Edwin at DH. And we're all set. Upton can even lead off, perhaps. We don't know that yet. And Sanchez, I can't figure out why we keep talking about it. 10 in a row, he's a stud. Has anybody thought of putting Stroman in the bullpen? I'll hang up and listen to your comments there.
Yeah, the bullpen. We just keep talking about the bullpen, and we keep talking about the bullpen, and the bullpen has been okay. Other than the implosion that was Drew Storen, the bullpen has been okay. Grilly's been all right. Chavez at times has been okay. Biagini has been all right. Morales is back. Schultz is back. Tapera's been called. I mean, listen, none of these names inspires confidence in the sense of a Aroldis Chapman. Now, he's a closer. Or even a Roberto Osuna. You have confidence in him. Right? But who is the guy that comes in the seventh? I mean, Brett Cecil. Brett Cecil, the seventh inning the other night, was great. And if you can get that, the seventh inning is the key. Because that's where this team has faltered. And if you can get... And again, if Sanchez stays in the starting rotation, we get a tweet from MattStam17. What happens then if Sanchez blows his arm in September? Don't you want him arm in the playoffs in any role? I think he means don't you want his arm in the playoffs. Sure I do. The question is, do you gamble? Do you manage his innings and taper him off and then put him in the bullpen? I don't know. It's a debate that we're having. It's a debate that is inspiring a ton of passion. Billy in Markham, you're on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. You don't like this deal, Billy?
Joey, I cannot stand this deal, and I'll tell you something else. Before the rumors were here, if you were to ask me, name me one guy that you would never want to see in a Blue Jay uniform, it's B.J. Upton or Melvin Upton or whatever his name is. Joey, maybe I follow this game a little stronger and a little too much, and I don't mean to say that I have more knowledge. But Joey, let's break this guy's down career quickly. First of all, in Tampa Bay, he swings on one of the nicest guys in the game, Evan Longoria. He couldn't play for Joe Madden after hitting 15 home runs down the stretch and looking to be the next star in the game. He never hit more than 10 or 15 home runs, but the last month of the year in Tampa Bay, he hits close to 15 home runs. Tampa Bay deals him. Who do they deal him to? They deal him to Atlanta. For 2 years, this guy cannot hit 200. He can't hit 200 in the big leagues. This guy is a guy that I do not want to see on my team. He plays when he wants to play, and I just think this is a horrendous signing.
Yeah, but hold on a second. I all your points are valid, but I will say this, and I will say this from the standpoint of when a guy gets traded to a team, and Atlanta is, you know, garbage now, but when he played in Atlanta, they were all right. They weren't complete garbage. When he played in Tampa, Tampa was good. But to the point of a guy that you don't want to see on your team, he's coming into a clubhouse with incredibly strong leadership. So thanks for the call, Billy. He comes into the clubhouse with incredibly strong leadership. There are, let's go down the list, right? You think that this guy's going to come to the Toronto Blue Jays and not play? I don't think that's an issue. I really don't. I think he comes to the Toronto Blue Jays, he's reinvigorated, he's recharged, he's excited, and the Toronto Blue Jays get the Melvin Upton that hit 25, 26, 27, 28 home runs. Yeah, he hasn't done it in a few years, but he's got 16 this year. And again, strikes out a lot. Yeah, had 173 strikeouts for Atlanta in 2014. Brooks Jacoby's going to work with him. He'll probably be protected in the lineup. And I think this works out for the Blue Jays. I really do. I really do. And Bob, at BJ Graham, 5 tweets in. Upton is a leadoff hitter, better than Revere with some pop. At Joey Bats 19, goes back to the 3 spot where he belongs. Hashtag welcome to the 6. It remains to be seen. But can he be a leadoff hitter? Sure. Having a leadoff hitter with some pop? Love it. Again, the leadoff hitter thing to me has always been overrated from the standpoint of you lead off once. Yeah, it sets the tone, but come on. Let's get serious. Gary Cook, why not keep him going and shut him down next spring to protect arm? Delay his 2017 season until June. I don't know that you're going to do that. It's an incredible debate. It really is. We're going to take some more of your calls and your tweets, and I got to play this Alden Smith clip, too. I haven't gotten to that, but we're going to get to that, and we're going to get to some more of your calls, like I said, in a moment here. It is currently 27 degrees, sunny, chance of showers tomorrow, maybe on Friday, and maybe on Sunday, but hopefully they can hold off, and you can enjoy the next couple of days of incredible heat here in southern Ontario. It's Vendetta. You're listening to Sportsnet 590 The Fan. We'll be back and wrap up the program next.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. No medical exam or health questions will be asked. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Hi, this is Brad Richards. You're listening to the Joey Vendetta Show.
Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
It is 11:38, 22 minutes in front of noon in Baseball Central. Mike Wilner, Kevin Barker, they will be on your radio discussing the Melvin Upton Jr. trade ad nauseum. Wilner is irascible. Barker, Is he irreplaceable? In my mind, he is. I like Kevin a lot. Love listening to him. Because he brings technical expertise that I have no chance of ever bringing. So I learn a lot by listening to him. Some of you know-it-alls, of course, would beg to differ. God bless you all. It is a smoker out there. It is hot. It's hotter than the Kraken Rio. Kraken Rio, you say? It's ugly down there. The Olympics? Well, there's a place called Crackland right near the Olympics. Seriously. There's a less than a mile from the Maracana Stadium where this opening ceremony is happening, right? In just whatever it is, a week, August the 5th. 1 mile, there's prostitutes in the street, some of whom are pregnant. There's guys smoking rock. Not Dwayne Johnson, smoking the rock in the street for less than $5. They're buying $5 crack rocks in Rio. I have this vision in my mind of Rio being this fun, beautiful place. I like to think of the Olympics as something noble, something that we can all look at and say, yeah, I aspire to that. Instead, I'm given visions of crack hookers. It's not what I want. I mean, are we going to watch? Sure, we're going to watch. We had David Hearn on yesterday talking about playing golf in the Olympics for Canada. By the way, Canada's the defending Olympic golf champions. Now, mind you, last time they won, I think it was 1906. They're still defending, right? And then, of course, you've got the whole Russian doping scandal, which the president of the IOC, Tomas Bach, let him skate. Reminds me, as I said the other day, of one of the most upstanding citizens in international sports history, Juan Antonio Samaranch. Juan Antonio Samaranch Dressing, as I like to call him. He's deceased, so he can't defend himself, but back in 1988, he decided that he was sick of boycotts of the Olympics or even the specter of a boycott. So he gives East German dictator Erich Honecker the Olympic order, which is basically the highest award. And of course, when the Berlin Wall comes down just a year later, it's revealed that the East Germans are running a doping clinic, giving steroids to kids as young as 11 who don't even know it. Isn't international sports grand? I just had to touch upon it because this whole thing in Rio, it's not pretty. It's not. It's going to look pretty on TV. It's going to look great in 4K. Am I going to watch? Sure, I'm going to watch. Am I interested? Yeah, to a degree. Not as interested as I am in if Melvin Upton's going to be in the lineup tonight. And Ross Atkins, the Toronto Blue Jays general manager who orchestrated the deal, along with Mark Shapiro and others, is going to be available to the media today at 2 o'clock. So make sure you're listening right here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan to hear Ross discuss the trade, amongst other things, I imagine, but mostly the trade. Before we take more of your calls on this deal and read some more of these tweets, at Radio Vendetta is the Twitter handle. And congratulations to our winners who are going to the Oddball Comedy Festival September the 4th at the Molson Canadian Amphitheater. Rafi Kakian tweeted in and was begging me for the tickets, and he's a comedian. So I gave him the tickets. And then Dr. Melvin Goldhar in Aurora called in and won the tickets. We'll have some more tomorrow. J-Dubs, Dubs and Mimico. I used to think Brazil was like the Marca Bavaria commercials. What the hell happened? Crack happened. Think about this. Around seven years ago, Brazil's economy was booming. Everyone was partying. Government was good. And just 7 years later, it's a corrupt mess. And that's when they were given the Olympics, I believe. Wow. A lot can change in 7 years. Mr. I'm Too Good to Call tweets in. Great handle, by the way. I'm not in love with the player that Melvin Upton is, but the deal was really good. It's almost low risk and high reward. Pretty much is. You're not going to pay all his salary. I don't know what the percentage is. You give up a prospect that's not even an A and may or may not turn out. So really, what are you risking? That 4 years from now, we're sitting here saying, man, why'd you make that deal? You know, you gave up Hansel. I mean, I'd give up Gretel right now, too. Hansel Rodriguez. Come on. This team needs to win now or next year. Let's get serious. Do we want a pitcher? Yes. Do we want a left-handed bat? Yes. Are we getting them? Maybe not. So sit tight on the phones. We'll get to those in a second. And I got to play this just because it's so bizarre. It is just insanely bizarre. Well, what's insanely bizarre? This whole Alden Smith deal. I didn't play it yesterday. Speaking of crack. Well, this isn't crack, but. So Alden Smith may or may not, right? He's suspended for a year. The guy's an incredible, incredible, incredible football player. But his judgment as a human being, maybe not so incredible. So here is a clip of someone who posts from an account that was attributed to Al Alden Smith, who may or may not be with his girlfriend, his woman, his sister, who knows who this person is. But listen to this, because it's pretty mind-blowing. Here's the clip.
I'm not with you.
Who the ain't nobody fucking with us. We got zero followers. Why does the ashtray up? This is what you call a fire-up session.
You shouldn't even be posting that.
Do you see my face?
No, but what is
it? They don't have my name.
How dumb is this guy? Session. How dumb is this
so
guy?
If you just put it on there, it's just doing it. It's live.
Listen, they're smoking the blunt. Okay, Derek, kill it. They're smoking the blunt, and you can just hear how oblivious whomever that is. And chances are, it is who we think it is, but allegedly it's not. Right, and at the end of the clip, he says the name Alden Smith, but we don't know if it is Alden Smith, right? Let's get that here. Here's the end of the clip where he says the name.
They don't know it's me. It's not like I put Alden Smith.
How dumb are you? I mean, there are some dumb people in the world. But if you're sitting here and you've been suspended for a year, right, Josh Gordon from the Cleveland Browns is coming back. We had Jason Lockenfor on from CBS Sports, NFL Insider, in hour number two on the program around 10 o'clock this morning. And we're talking about Le'Veon Bell, Pittsburgh Steelers running back, arguably the best running back in the league, Adrian Peterson notwithstanding. And he's missing the first four games. You know, Tom Brady's missing the first four games, but he has been fighting tooth and nail on principle. Yeah, you may think he's a cheater, but it's personal between him and Goodell and Robert Kraft. This is just stupidity. Alden Smith, his career with San Francisco, he had 44 sacks. This guy had between, you know, he had first season 14 sacks, second season 20 sacks. And now he's an Oakland Raider and he can't play, right? 9-game suspension, substance abuse, personal conduct policy violation. And then in August of 2015, third DUI. Third. Not first, not second, the third DUI. Because you didn't learn the first two times when you drove drunk. Let's go to Terry in Ajax and wrap up the program with a couple of calls on your Toronto Blue Jays, who tonight are at the Rogers Centre. You can watch it in 4K. On Sportsnet Ontario. You can listen to it right here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan, beginning at 7 o'clock with Jerry Howarth, Joe Siddle, and Mike Wilner, who's also coming up at noon on Baseball Central. And, of course, Matt Devlin doing a great job calling the games on television. It's great listening. I love listening to Matt. Better yet, I like watching him because the guy dresses so well. Pat Tabler, of course. Barry Davis also on the call on television. And you can call in right after the program, of course, and voice your opinion on the trade and other things. But first, let's go to Terry. In Ajax, what do you think of this deal with Melvin Upton Jr. and the Toronto Blue Jays?
Well, I think it's a very good deal. I know it's a bit of a log jam out in the outfield, but I think it's a very good deal all in all. I really think that leadoff hitter is going to be the prime spot for this guy. And just put Jose back in, at number three, right? It only makes sense they do something like that. And the other question actually is more of a, what I believe is, as far as the Sanchez thing is concerned, I think they got to keep this guy going, make everybody in the clubhouse happy, and just monitor him and see how he goes, you know. Just don't throw him out there and let him pitch, or just don't pull him out and take him to the bullpen.
Because yeah, I don't know that you can monitor, and thanks for the call. I got a couple of more calls I want to squeeze in here. So I don't know that you can quote-unquote monitor this in any real scientific way. You can look at what happened with Matt Harvey, but if you can go back, is there was a Tommy John epidemic, right? And it's just something that has been going on in Major League Baseball the last 4 or 5 years. Is that a byproduct of babying pitchers? I don't know, but if you're an agent like Scott Boras, it's something that you're incredibly conscious. Like the thing is, guys are throwing heat at really young ages, and they're killing their arms at really young ages. But as I said, and I keep saying, if you look at what Aaron Sanchez did in the offseason, he strengthened himself. Did it make his arm stronger? No question. Did it make him stronger? No question. How's that going to affect him going forward? I really don't know, and I don't know that you know. Let's go to Jay in North York. We're going to finish up with you, Jay. We got 60 seconds. Give me your best take here in the next 20 seconds. Go, pal.
All right, Melvin Upton Jr., backup outfielder on this Jays team, extraordinaire. Definitely making a lot more money than what a fourth outfielder should, but well prepared for the postseason. Can give Bautista and Saunders a night off on defense. Don't think he's going to lead off because he doesn't get on base much, but a lot better than Junior Lake and a lot better than Dalton Pompey last year, who came up to steal his occasional base. I think it's a good move for this time. Would not like to see him as a starter in 2017.
I love it. Great call. Great way to end the program. I love it. And by the way, as far as the money goes, the Padres are picking up all but $5 million of the $22 million left on the deal. Baseball Central is up next. Stay tuned for Mike Wilner and Kevin Barker. I'm Joey Vendetta. Thanks for listening. And thanks to Derek and Travis for an outstanding job producing the program.